Hi, I'm Eddie McCoy, and I'm going to be interviewing Ms. Blackwell, asking her about a little history of Granville County, her moving around across the county of Granville County. And she was born the 29th of February, 1891. She's 92 years old. Her address is Route 4, Box 218, Oxford. Time is 11:30. Ms. Blackwell, will you state your name and your age and birthday for me, please? You can start with your name.
Mrs. Rachel Blackwell.
What's your birthday?
February 29, 1881.
1891.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how old are you? 92. Okay. Ms. Blackwell, the first question I'm going to ask you is, where were you born at? What section of Granville County were you born in?
I wasn't born in Granville County. I was born in Vance County.
You was born in Vance County?
In Vance County.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you came to Granville County?
I was 31 years old.
Where were you living when you came into Granville County?
I was living, I don't know what to call this section, but I was living about, I don't know what they call it, Cornwall section, no, but I said I was living in Mountain Creek. I don't know what to call it.
Okay, we said Cornwall and Mountain Creek.
I lived near Mountain Creek Church. That is a white church. I lived close to that church.
Had you ever been to Oxford before then?
I've been to Oxford several times.
Before you moved to Oxford?
I had been to Oxford before I moved here.
Uh-huh.
But I moved here in 1921. I've been in Oxford Township ever since.
Okay, you moved here in 1921.
Mm-hmm. I married in 1921. Came up here.
Uh-huh. Were your husband from here?
Yes, my husband was from here. He lived in Vance County, in Granville County.
He did. What part was he from? Out here, Mountain Creek, too?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to elementary school, your schooling? In Henderson?
In Henderson.
Mm-hmm. You never gone to school in Granville County?
No, I never gone to school in Granville County.
Okay. Were your husband's parents, were they born here in Granville County?
My husband's parents?
Yes.
I tell you the truth, I don't know my husband's parents.
You never seen them?
I never seen them. They was dead when I came up here. But they lived in Granville County then, but where they was born at, I don't know.
Were they in slavery?
Yes, his parents were slavery.
From where about? What farm did they come off?
I don't know. They were black ones.
They came off the Blackwell farm?
The farm, yeah. It came off the Blackwell farm.
Okay, were your husband, was he born during slavery? Were he a kid in slavery during slavery?
I don't think he was. I don't know. He died. He been dead now 30 years.
How old were he when he died?
He was 79.
Yes, he was born. Did he ever mention anything what his parents said about in slavery?
No, I never hear him talk about slavery.
Mm-hmm. What about on your parents' side?
My parents, they were slaves.
Can you tell me a little bit about them, what they say, and tell you about slavery?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I really don't remember much what they said about slavery, but they were raised, you know. My father was a brain, and the brain raised him. And my mother was a reed, and the reeds raised her.
Uh-huh. So your mother was a reed and your father was a brain.
Uh-huh.
Now, whose name did they take?
Well, my mother, she married Caleb Brain. Mm-hmm. So we've been in Brain's name.
Mm-hmm. Was the Brain's the white slave master's name?
Not old white slave master's name, I don't know him to say. If he is, I done forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know to say he went by Brain.
How were they treated? Did they ever say that they were the slaves, they had like, house ones and ones working?
They said the slaves were on them, treated them good.
Mm-hmm. Did they have fields, slaves, and houses?
They had to work. They worked on farm.
Mm-hmm.
But they was good to them. Mm-hmm. And so they gave them plenty to eat.
Uh-huh. And didn't rush them when they told them to do something or whoop them and stuff like
no,
that?
No, didn't whoop them. My daddy said if that one had to hit him, said he's gonna leap back.
You think he was that type of a guy?
He said he was.
That was nice. What about church? Did they ever have church? What did they say about having church? Did they have it in
the house? They had church there, but they went to church, but they went to the white folks' church.
Huh. How? How did they get to go to white people's church?
Well, they had to walk there, so they had no other way to go.
They went to the white church?
Yeah, they went to the white church. Now, Williamsburg was a church that, the Episcopal church there in Williamsburg is where they went to church too. And they pulled out from that church, and I ran into here until Flat Creek.
Yes.
Well, they pulled out from that, they built Flat Creek Church, a little old house there, and they pulled out, and the colored folks then went to that little white church, and that little black church, and the white people, they still, and that old church is still in Williamsburg now. And Flat Creek ain't no more, ain't no further from that other church where they used to go to until from here to Mountain Creek Bridge. You see, that church is over, maybe about 200 years old.
So your parents was allowed to go to church?
Yeah, they were allowed to go to church.
They didn't have to have church in no bush harbor?
No, they didn't have no bush harbor church. I ain't said nothing about no bush harbor. They used to have prayer meeting at different houses around through the week.
Did he meet your mother on the same plantation, or they worked from one to the other?
I don't know how he met my mother. But my mother was raised up here at Brown Stem. And my father was raised in around Williamsburg, in that section.
Your mother come from Steele?
Yeah. My father came from Henderson, which you might say the town was Henderson.
You reckon your mother came off the Reed plantation in Steele?
Yeah, come off the Reed plantation in Steele.
Did she ever take you back out to Steele? You ever gone back out to Steele and seen where your mother...
I ain't never been back out to Steele. See none of it.
Does she have any relatives that still live out there?
She may have some relatives out there, but I don't know nothing about them.
So she came from Stem?
She came from Stem.
Which was in Granville County?
Yeah, Stem's in Granville County.
Did your mother ever talk about... she never had hard times?
No, she didn't have a hard time. So when she talked, the people that raised her was good to her.
Slaves out in that area was... Well, at least they had church.
Yeah, they had church.
Could your mother read and write?
No, she couldn't read and write. My father couldn't either. Both of them were little.
Well, how did you get your education?
Well, my mom sent me to school. So we had one teacher school then. And they sent me to school from the time I was 6 years old until I finished school. And I finished the eighth grade. I went to teaching.
You went to teaching after the eighth grade?
After the eighth
you
grade.
You were smart. How many years you taught school?
I taught school about 35 or 40 years. I stopped teaching in 45.
Where did you teach first time teaching school at?
In Henderson. And the first school I ever taught, a little school in, I don't know what the name of the district was now, but it was in Henderson, a little school named Shady Grove. And at that time, you had the first grade teacher had to teach from the one little one-room school. And they would teach from the first grade through the seventh grade.
Can you explain to me how did you set it up? How did you do it?
Well...
You teach the first grade first?
Yeah.
And then go to the second grade. How did you keep them busy?
Well, I'd take the middle children and I'd carry them over their lesson. Then I'd take the second grade, carry them over their lesson, and the third grade over their lesson, and the fourth grade over their lesson, playing on the alphabet. See, I didn't have all of them at one, all the grades at one time, because see, the most of the children were in low grades.
What time did your school start in the morning?
We started school at 9 o'clock in the morning, turned it out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, give the children a half hour at 12 o'clock, and 10 minutes between 9 and 12, and 10 minutes between time you take in and 4, turned it out at 4.
How many months y'all teach school? Six months?
No. When I started teaching, I taught 5 months.
What, from November?
You start
to March or what?
You start in October and teach 5 months. October, November, December, January, and February.
Uh-huh.
Then the school was out.
Uh-huh.
And I started teaching school, I didn't get but $20 a month.
$20?
I went from 20 to 22. And from 22, I went to, when I stopped teaching, I won't get my $45 a month and 65. But I had moved up here then, and my husband and I taught together. And he taught I taught from the first through third. And then he took the other things up.
Where did you start teaching? What was your first teaching job at when you moved to Oxford?
My first teaching job when I moved to Oxford, over here on the Cornwall Road, South Hill School. I worked there 10 years. South Hill School.
Why was it called South Hill School?
That was the name of it. I don't know why they called it South Hill. Old school.
Was it named after somebody?
It might have. Old school was standing down there, so two rooms.
Was it on a white man's farm or a black people property?
The county had bought a seat, acre of land down and put that school on.
Mm-hmm. How many school classes did you have there?
Well, we went through from the first through the eighth grade there.
This was in Granville County, Oxford?
This was in Granville County, Oxford, too.
How did you teach there at that school?
Well, I had from the first grade through the third grade, and Reverend Blouse taught from the third grade through the eighth grade.
Okay, let's go back and talk about Reverend Blackwell. Okay, Reverend Blackwell was born in Oxford, in Granville County.
I think so. He was born in Granville County, so far as I know.
Okay, where did he go to school at?
After he started teaching, before he started teaching, he went to Boydell School.
What?
Boydell School in Boydell, Virginia.
Okay, he went to school, he went past the eighth grade into high school.
That's right.
He finished high school.
Yeah.
And he finished high school and started teaching. He didn't go to college.
No.
Where was his first school at?
No, I couldn't tell you because I don't know. I hear him saying, Grandma kind of here, he told school. I'm getting nailed, please, now. But anyhow, because here in Granville County, very good, the first school I hear him talk about teaching.
What?
Very good. The name of the school was
Very Go.
Yeah, Very Good. It's here in Vance County, Granville County.
And you don't know what part of Granville County Very Go School was in?
Very Go School is down between here and Bullock.
Okay.
Somewhere down there.
And he talked the same way you did. He had all of the classes.
Yes, he had all the classes in Very Good School. And I don't think he had the two teacher schools until we got together over here at South Hill.
Do you know what church he started ministering first? Did he ever tell you what was his first church?
I think his first church, if I mistake not, the New Grass Creek down here.
Okay.
His name is on that cornerstone.
Okay, New Grass Creek was the church he pre-ministered.
Yeah, he knows the Grass Creek.
How long did he say?
I don't know. And when I married him, he was preaching at Grass Creek and up here at Whetstone.
Okay.
I know he passed the Grass Creek and I know he passed the Flat Creek. But I don't know how many years of church.
Flat Creek?
Flat Creek, yes, he passed the Flat Creek.
Okay, did he have brothers and sisters that teach school or any more of them?
No, I don't know nothing but him. When I married him, his mother and father were dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had a brother, and his brother was gone away, and I never did see him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see nobody but Willie.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Willie. And
mm-hmm.
He signed his name, W.E. Blackwell.
Mm-hmm. And how many years did he teach school?
Now, I don't know how many years he teach school. When I married him, he was teaching school. And he taught school up here. I know after I married him, he taught school up here 20 years.
Okay. Okay. Now, did he go to Maripata?
No, I don't think he did.
He didn't ever go to Maripata?
No.
Who was the first teacher that you knew in Oxford, other than your husband? Who was some of the first teachers you met when you come in this county? Can you remember any of the names?
I met Miss Susie Cooper.
Miss Susie Cooper.
I met Mrs. Laudina Brooks. And I tell you the truth, I just met all the teachers up here. I can't tell all the names.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, we used to have teachers meeting.
Uh-huh.
And we all would be there together.
Uh-huh. Was it still slavery in this community when your husband started out to teaching, or what?
Slavery, total slavery in here when he started teaching.
How old were you when Lee surrendered? You remember that?
I don't know how old I was when Lee surrendered.
You ever heard your parents talk about when Lee surrendered, what did they do when they was free? Did the white man get them a land, acre of land, or what?
They didn't give my parents nothing when he was free. Just turn them loose.
What about your mother and her sisters and brothers?
My mother, sister, and brothers, I reckon they just turned them loose. All I know said he was free.
You ever seen any of your mother, sisters, and brothers?
I seen my mother's sister, my mother's brother, one of them. They lived in Henderson.
They lived in Henderson?
Mm-hmm.
They moved to Henderson?
Yeah, they moved to Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about Oxford? When you was a little girl, did you ever come over to Oxford, the buildings?
When I was a little girl, I didn't ever come to Oxford. Now I come to Oxford to visit Oxford, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was 31 years old, married, and come up in this section to live.
You ever meet Plummer Cheatham?
Plummer Cheatham, I knew him, but I met Mr. Cheatham.
You ever talk with him?
I never done no talking about him, nothing but I met him.
What type of man was he? You ever heard anybody talk about what type of guy he was, or?
Well,
was he
said,
a good businessman?
They said he was a businessman. You know, he was the principal of the office salon up here until he died.
Uh-huh. Did they say he ran a good school and everything?
They said he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to work when Miss Cheatham was teaching his wife. We talked the same time up here. I'd meet her in the teacher's meeting.
Oh, his wife was a teacher?
Yeah, his wife was a teacher.
Where did she teach at?
She taught on Oxford somewhere.
What type of teacher was she?
Well, said she was a good teacher.
Uh-huh. Did she ever say where she was from or ever talk to y'all about her husband?
No, I never know where she was from.
Did she ever tell you her husband had been a congressman one time?
No, I didn't hear say she was.
Did you know he had been a congressman?
Uh-huh. Plummer Cheatham?
Yes. What about Dr. Shaw? You ever meet him or seen him in person?
Yeah, I seen Dr. Shaw. Dr. Shaw was principal of May Potter.
Uh-huh.
And he died. He was principal of May Potter. His body was deposited down May Potter's ground.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they took it up and carried it away.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear him make a speech? You ever heard him speak?
No, I never heard him make a speech.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Dr. Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
I know Miss Shaw, too.
Mm-hmm. You ever talk with her?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to summer school in Austin.
Where?
When Dr. Shaw was living.
Mm-hmm. Can you name some more teachers that taught school with you that went just to the 8th grade and started teaching?
Oh, I don't know how far they went to other teachers.
Mm-hmm. You must have been very smart in school to go to school in the 8th grade and then start teaching school.
I don't know whether I was smart or no, but they didn't have, I got a school because they didn't have the teachers I raised.
Uh-huh.
You see, I had to go for a board in the big exam.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went for the board and I passed and they gave me a school.
Uh-huh.
I started teaching in 1911.
1911.
I hadn't finished high school. But I went to high school. I finished high school after I married.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And was still teaching?
I was still teaching. Going to summer school, you know, in the summer.
Uh-huh.
And I finished high school in Durham.
Uh-huh.
Hillside Park.
Uh-huh.
1935, I read.
Uh-huh.
But I was married when I finished high school.
Can you tell me anything about the changes from... Have we time changed a whole lot? Black people come a long ways since you come along. Can you tell me about...
Black people have come a long way. Now, when I was teaching school, it was just the one teacher school. And I worked in Rick Hall. But now, I couldn't teach school.
Uh-huh.
Because the books and everything has changed so.
Mm-hmm.
So I just just would know. If I could see the, you know, I just would know.
How did you get to school?
How did I get
when you were teaching school?
They had committees. They had three or four committees in each township. And if you wanted a school, you would apply to that committee. And if that committee wants you to have a school, he'd give it to you. If he didn't, he'd give it to who you wanted.
You walked to school or what?
I had to walk.
How many miles was the school from where you live? Were you living at home with your parents?
Yes, I was home with my parents. The first year I taught school, I had to board from home. And I wasn't getting but $5 a month. And I boarded from home. And the $5, that was from a board. Uh-huh. And you see, if I said clear, I didn't have a $15.
Uh-huh.
You know, a child now, if they don't get over $15 a day, they ain't gonna work.
Uh-huh. So you board near the school?
Yes, I boarded near the school.
Uh-huh. And you get $20 a month?
$20 a month.
And $5 that month was for toward board?
That's right.
You could sleep there, eat there, and everything
for
$20?
$5
a month?
That's right. And now you can't hardly get a meal of bills for $5.
Uh-huh. Did blacks have a rough life when you was a little girl growing up? Can you tell me about how rough it was back then?
Well, it didn't seem to be so rough. It seemed to be very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you hear them talk about a few rough people, but not so many.
Uh-huh. Everybody had something to eat.
Yeah, everybody had something to eat because they worked in maybe.
Uh-huh. Did you have other brothers and sisters?
I had sisters, but one brother.
Did they work, teach school, or what kind of work did they do? Were they older than you or younger?
I had some older than I had some younger. You don't get to a Pearl Green.
Yes, ma'am.
And Henderson, that's my sister.
Uh-huh.
So she just died just 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And the last sister I had died last year in November. Octavia Graham, you might know her. They live on Rock Spring Street.
Oh, yeah.
317.
Well, some of your sisters and brothers were born during slavery time.
But you see, I have sisters older than I.
Uh-huh.
Much older than I. I was 5 or 6 ago. My mother and father had 18 children. My father married twice. And they had 18 children.
18 children?
And I come down with some of the last
ones. Uh-huh. So where did Mr. Blackwell end up teaching school at when he finished?
Oh. The last school he taught.
Uh-huh.
Was South Hill.
Was South Hill.
Uh-huh.
So what did he do after what was he doing before he was teaching school? He was teaching school, that's all he ever did?
He was a preacher.
And a farm, did he have a farm?
Sure, I'm done to find him. He didn't do much of it.
Oh, so all he did was just preach and taught school.
That's right.
Did any of you, how many children you have, you and him had?
5.
Did any of them finish school?
Yes. He finished Mary Potter, then he went to A&T and finished there.
Uh-huh.
And Julian, he went to Winston-Salem after he finished Mary Potter, and it took him up and he went to the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And Zethra, well, she finished Mary Potter.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go anywhere after she finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
All of his children finished high school.
Did you take your children with you to school and teach them in the morning? Did they go to South Hill School with y'all?
And it was old enough, yeah, all of them.
What age did you start teaching your children?
6 years old.
You didn't ever start when they was 3 and 4, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't have that, what was called kindergarten birth.
Mm-hmm.
We start teaching children come in at 6 years old. We didn't teach anything under 6.
I'm talking about in your house.
Oh, the children at home.
Uh-huh.
I made them get the last name next.
Mm-hmm. Did you start them off earlier?
Yeah, I started them off earlier. I read to them and they weren't nothing but babies.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I read to them and they weren't nothing but babies. And my little grandgirl, Rachel, Sarah's daughter, I kept her 7 years. I kept her 6 years. So Sarah was working. She'd get up morning, wrap that baby up in a blanket and bring it to me. And I'd never be got out of bed. And she'd come on in the house and put the baby in the bed with feet. Well, I taught that child, and when she went to school, she'd know all her alphabets. She could count from 1 to 100. She could add 2 figures.
Mm-hmm.
And she could write her name. And she never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And when Rachel, she's 1 year back because her birthday came wrong.
Right.
And she didn't go to school because she was 7 years old. And when she went to school, she was 7 years old. She was in the first grade, but she was the leader. And she led from the first grade until she finished. And she finished North Carolina State College on a dean list when she had gone 2, 3 years and 6 months and come up with her own teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught a half a session. And she had to marry. And now she's in California.
Mm-hmm.
And she have a little girl. But still, she want to work. But teaching didn't agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah told her she didn't want her to teach. And she's doing some kind of secretary work now in the Navy. She married a boy that was in the Navy.
Yes, ma'am.
His home was down here at El City. But he joined the Navy in California. So they was down there in California. She was home this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little baby. And she's working now. She take that child every morning, carry it to the where the lady that keeps babies. She don't do nothing but keep babies. She carry the child to the babysitter every morning, want to bring, come back in every evening.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, she carries the baby with her to her work, because she works on Saturday as well as she do in the week. The secretary work she's doing in the, on the base.
Wow. So you spent most of your life, did you ever leave Oxford, live anywhere else after you moved?
I've never been in nowhere but in Grand Oak County.
Mm-hmm.
And Vance County.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Vance County. And I lived there till I was 31 years old.
Do you know Miss Chambers?
Miss Chambers.
Rum Frank. Frank Smith.
Frank Smith's wife and I was friends, good friends.
Uh-huh. Can you tell about Miss Smith, what type of school teacher she was, how many schools she taught at, anything?
Miss Smith was an extra good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Most that she could teach. She taught not much art.
Uh-huh.
She was a fine art teacher.
Uh-huh. She taught in those one-room schools too, didn't she?
Yeah, she taught in one-room schools just like I did.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know any Chambers's live in Salawai? What Chambers's did you know when you first come to Oxford?
I didn't know any Chambers's when I first come to Oxford. Now, I got acquainted with Matt Chambers and his crowd. And Mrs. Smith, she married, she was a green, and she married Matt Chambers.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know a Major Chambers?
No, I didn't ever know
that. You ever know the Chambers, that set of Chambers?
No, I never know that set.
Did you ever know the Sally Whites that lived in Sally White?
I heard tell them, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know anybody lived over near Sally White in that area?
No.
Uh-huh. By you being a school teacher, you ever heard of John Chambers? Used to work in this area.
No.
And written a book
about him. No, I didn't know him.
You never heard anything about a John Chambers?
Look like me out here and talk about John Chambers too, had some boys. And he was kin to Matt Chambers, wasn't he?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Some Chambers boys used to come out here to cousin Matt, I'll call him cousin because he's kin to my husband. Used to come out here and work with him.
Mm-hmm.
The Chambers boys.
Did you ever know a lady called Miss Lottie Young?
Lottie Young, no, I never knew her.
Uh-huh. The Chaverses were very smart people.
Yeah.
And a lot of them did a lot of school work, a lot of teaching and everything. You ever know the Ridleys?
I know Miss Patty Ridley. She was a teacher.
Mm-hmm. What about the other Ridleys that used to, William Ridley and that?
I don't know William Ridley. But Miss Patty Ridley, didn't she have a sister married, or would have married Mr. Gibson?
Yeah. Did you never work with her?
I never worked with her, but she taught in Joe Poole. Mrs. Gibson did.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be in, go to class with her when we'd have a teacher's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Willie Gibson.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, think of anything you can tell me that you think will help me with history or writing a book or working on a book about what went on back in your child, during your child's time period, changes that took place or things that events or great black people, great leaders in your time?
Well, I can't remember the great leaders in my time because it looked like my recollection is gone from me.
Y'all never read about Nat Turner or people like that, or Booker T. Washington, George Washington Carver?
I know George Washington was a great man, And Booker T. Washington was a great man. But I'll tell you the truth. Since I've gotten so old, the memory has gone from me. I can't recollect things you know was done way back.
Yes, ma'am. Who was great leaders in your community? Can you tell me who was leaders out in communities you lived in, or people that didn't get credit, that deserved credit, people that looked after people, midwives? Can you tell me anything about things like that that went on back then?
Well, we don't have midwives now, but when I came up here, Mrs. Martha Harris, she was a midwife.
Martha Harris?
Yeah, Martha Harris. And she went far and near. They called her far and near until they had to go, you know, take them to the hospital.
She was a black lady?
She was a black lady. She was Zethro's mother-in-law, John Downs' mother. She was a nurse. And they might have done a lot of work.
What about for white children? Who was the midwife for white children? Was she that for white children?
She went to white and black. She went anywhere to come.
Hawkins, Bill Hawkins said, who was his midwife?
Hey, Martha.
Martha Harris.
Miss Martha Harris.
Was Billy Watkins' midwife.
Midwife.
Uh-huh. She helped deliver
him. She delivered him.
And she was a black lady.
She was a black lady. She was Jethro's mother-in-law.
Who? Jethro who?
Jethro was in the hospital, my daughter.
Oh. Oh.
Mrs. Cora Howell, she was a midwife.
Cora Howell?
Yeah, she did now. She was a midwife.
Did they ever talk about different work that people did throughout the community that people just never give them credit for, that looked after people in the community and made sure everything went along all right, and people was, when they were sick, they looked in on them and everything?
I know one woman was in the hospital now, but when she was up on her feet and could go, she'd go far and near to see people that they were sick. And that is Sue Mae Smith, but she's in the hospital sick now herself.
Who was the first black doctor you ever heard of in Oxford?
Dr. Tony.
You never heard of Dr. Bowie?
Well, I heard talk of Dr. Bowie, but I wasn't thinking about him at that time. Dr. Tony's the only one that came in my mind.
Uh-huh. You ever seen Dr. Bowie?
No, I never seen him to know him.
Uh-huh.
But Dr. Tony, he doctored on me.
Uh-huh. You never heard of Dr. Bowie as far as working in the community?
No.
Dr. Dillon, you ever heard of him?
I never heard of him.
What about the dentist, Dr. Burt? You ever heard of him?
Yes, I heard tell of him too, Dr. Burt.
Uh-huh. What did Dr. Tony do? What did he do for the community?
Well, I tell you, Dr. Tony went far and near when he called.
Uh-huh. Did anybody, you ever heard talk of any blacks having businesses in Oxford? You ever heard of Ed Smith?
Ed Smith?
Mm-hmm.
I may have heard of him, but I don't remember now.
He was the undertaker.
Oh. Ed Smith was undertaker, and I heard tell of George Wright being the undertaker, and Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
And the other doctor there, my other undertaker, Allen.
Uh-huh.
And because the Lewis was undertaking also too, but I don't think it was two undertaking also now, that's Shepard and Allen.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but I think all the rest of them that's gone on the team.
When you went to the anniversaries down at the orphanage, did they have any speakers from out of town to come and speak?
I don't know, because I didn't ever go.
You never gone to
that? No, I didn't tell the anniversary, but it'd be so hard to do why I wouldn't go.
Did your husband go?
Sometimes he'd go, and sometimes he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't go.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of Reverend Patillo? Professor Patillo in this area?
Walter Patillo?
Yes.
Yes, I can tell him. Walter Patillo, he's a preacher.
Yes.
And he used to pass Flat Creek Church.
Where? Flat Creek?
Yeah, he used to pass Flat Creek Church. He passed Flat Creek Church for a long time.
Uh-huh. You ever heard him speak?
I heard him preach it several times. He preached real good.
Was his son a teacher?
Now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or his son.
Mm-hmm. What kind of minister was he? Who was
he,
the,
He was a Baptist.
Was he related to anybody in Oxford, or how did he get here? You ever heard of Oxford?
I don't ever know how he got here.
Mm-hmm.
The little freckle-faced man.
How did he get to church? On buggies back then, or wagons? How did he get around?
He walked to church and come on buggies around and on steel cars.
On wheel cars?
Yes, yeah, steel pulley cars.
A what?
A steel.
What is that?
A car.
Oh.
Ox pulley cars. I've seen several people come to church driving oxen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did parents tell children a lot back in your day to help them?
Not so much.
Set and talk and tell them about
not
time,
so
how hard time would be.
Not so much. It didn't tell children how time would be like it do now.
Or what they want you to be.
That's right.
Your parents didn't tell you she want you to be a doctor's lawyer.
Right.
They didn't sit down then and tell you.
They didn't sit down then and tell you much. But a child 10 years old now can tell you more than I know when I was 20.
Uh-huh.
People take more time now and explain things and tell the children did in that day and time when I came on.
Is that why you think that children were so slow back then, parents didn't take time with them and help teach them?
Parents done what they know to do. They didn't know to do because they had never been taught and they didn't know. But see, the parents now know and they teach their children from the cradle on up.
History. Do you think it should be recorded? Do you think y'all back then we had a lot of history that wasn't recorded and should have been recorded? Or what do you think about?
I think it should be recorded, and the nation that comes on after we are passed and gone would know what we did while we were here.
Well, that's the purpose of me being here. I want to know some of the history to carry on and pass on to other children. And just pass on as you were going away, because it was a lot of history that wasn't recorded. A lot of things should have been recorded.
Yeah.
What did you read by when you was a kid? Can't you tell me about how lights, or you didn't have candles or lamps?
When I went to school, not in this day and time, when I went to school, I had to walk from 4 to 5 miles a day going to school. But when I got home at night, we didn't have convenience like we got now. Next, when we come home from school, we come through the woods, pick up a whole lot of lighter knots.
Lighter knots?
Lighter knots. You know, there's knots on trees where it's lighter. And bring them home. Well, at night, Daddy would make us get our lesson. He wouldn't do nothing for a knot of lighter in the fireplace. And see, that'll give a light over the room.
You can see by light or not.
That's right, and that's what we studied by. That's the reason I raised my eyes like this now. We studied by a lighter. And then eventually from that we had lamps. There were little tin lamps. And the little tin lamps would burn oil, and then we would use them. And then eventually from that they got these glass lamps, and we used them. And part of the time, we were studying by counting. Yeah, nothing by counting.
And y'all would pick up lighter knots on the way home?
We would pick up lighter knots coming through the woods.
Uh-huh.
And pick up lighter knots and carry them home. And we had a big fireplace. And make a fire in that fireplace, and we would sit around the hearth. And then Dad would throw a knot of lighter in the fire, and that'd make a good light. And see, now you get your lesson. Children
said,
"Now, children, y'all get your lesson."
And they couldn't read nor write. They didn't, couldn't help you at all.
They couldn't help at all because they didn't know.
If you didn't understand it, you had to wait until the next day if some sister and brother didn't know.
That's right.
Could you go next door or go over to another?
No, because we lived just in the park. We didn't know and didn't know how to do. We had to wait till we went back to school the next day and ask the teacher.
What about food when you got home at night? How was that ready for you, or what did you have to do about eating?
Well, now, when we'd go to school, my mother would, she had a big old tin bucket. I'll tell you the truth, she had a big old tin bucket. She'd cook the food and put it in that tin bucket. put in not enough for each child. But when recess come at 12 o'clock, the oldest child would take that bucket and give us our portion of food that mother had put in there for us, and we'd eat it. Then when we get home in the afternoon, she didn't bother about fixing nothing to eat till supper time. And when supper time comes, she'd fix supper, and then we'd go and eat.
You had the same food you had for lunch, or you should try to have dinner?
No, we wouldn't have the same food to have for lunch. See, for lunch, we would only have a sandwich. I say sandwich, mm-hmm. or some meat and bread.
Mm-hmm.
Then, see, night when we get there, she'd have a vegetable supper for us. Mm-hmm. You know.
Where did they keep their food at back then? Under this house, in the cellar? How did this fall?
Well, some of them had in the cellars, but the most of them just had food. I said, just had an open safe to put the food in. They didn't have nowhere to keep it. You know.
And you just eat up what you cook to keep them from spoiling.
Eat what you cook to keep it from spoiling.
Uh-huh.
Now, they cook 3 times a day.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Mm-hmm. When you got home, wouldn't it be dark in the wintertime by the time you get home from school?
No, it wouldn't be dark.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the sun would be down, but it couldn't be dark.
What about rain and coats? Would you have enough coats on when you were going to
school? We'd go to school, we put on heavy coats and go to school when it's cold.
Well, who'd make the fire when you get to school in the morning?
We'd go to the old field school, the first one to get there and make fire. People there have wood brought in the afternoon. The first child get that big fine stove.
Oh, before you leave in the afternoon, she'll send some boys out to cut the wood or get some.
Yeah, she'll have a pile of wood in the house and light bulb. They're going to get that light bulb to kill the fire with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the first child gets to school, they get going in there and make a fire. Sometimes when the teacher get there, the schoolhouse is hot. Children make fire at school, but in their house is real hot.
Because children had experience with making fires back then.
Yeah, they knew how to make the fire.
Uh-huh. Did white kids have a lot of schools during your time, too? Or?
Yes, in the district, they built a white school,
mm-hmm.
you know, in one side,
mm-hmm.
and they put the colored school in the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we had to walk 4 and 5 miles to school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we started going to grade school, we had to walk five miles every morning.
5 miles?
5 miles. And we had been to school and running and trying to get there on time, and those boys go in there at school to sit down and they chap them and take off their hat, and their head will smoke. They beat them, got so hot, you know, running and sweating, and the principal would make them put their hats back on their head and say, y'all pay cold, you're too hot. And say, you want me home time enough for not to run yourself to death.
What else were some hard times y'all had, people went through during that time?
Well, they had to work where they went the most done.
What kind of money did your parents make for the spin? They farmed and sold tobacco, or worked on the white man farm?
Someone worked on the white man's farm, and the white man took half to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then some worked for the folks mm-hmm. of what they made.
Mm-hmm.
And then some working for wages. And when a man would go and work all day long and didn't get but 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman go work all day long in the field and she didn't get but 25. I have worked a many days for 25 cents a day.
Picking cotton or what?
Picking cotton or weeding corn or tobacco, anything like that.
25 cents a day?
25 cents a day. I went back all day and the night come, I didn't get but a quarter.
Did the man feed you when you work for him on the farm?
Yeah, they feed you when you work on the farm from the highest. They feed you.
Did your parents ever hire you out to white people? Did he believe in that stuff?
He didn't believe in that stuff, but we had to work. He hired us out sometime.
To blacks or to whites?
To whites. The blacks didn't have no money to pay us for.
Well, how did they treat you when they hire you out? Did they get fresh with you, the white man? Get fresh with you?
No. All he wants you to do is just to work along, get the grass on his back or comb, just stay studied, you know, and not play.
If you play, what would he do?
He wouldn't hire you no more.
So what we call you, fine you.
Yeah.
He didn't need you.
He don't need you, pay you in the night, come, don't come back tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Well, what would happen to a kid if the man tell him don't come back no more? What would the parents do, whoop him or what?
No.
Punish him or?
Some parents might punish him.
Mm-hmm. Well, would their children be working too when y'all be working?
Yeah, the white children be there working with you with the black one.
Mm-hmm.
You had it right together.
What do you think about that? Do you think hiring cheering out for whites back then, well, you think that was fair? Was that right? Or?
Well, I think, and they hired other children to get some money because they couldn't get none. And they hired a children, another children make 25 or 30 or 50 cents a day, and when they get home, they had to hand it to the parents.
Ms. Blackwell, how did y'all survive those cold days when y'all was going to school and walking that for you? Just didn't go on those cold days.
We've been every kind of weather.
You went to school through every kind of weather?
Every kind of weather. Leave home in the pouring down rain.
These children don't want to go to school now or walk out to the road.
I know it. Oh, when I was teaching school at South Hill, I left my home by many mornings, and I live a mile from here, a mile and a half, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I left my home walking to South Hill, and that's about 3 miles, and I was teaching. I leave in rain, snow, hail, or what. I didn't stop for it. I just wrap up good, and if it rain, take them rolling and go on. If it's snowing, I just wrap up good and take them rolling and go on. Go on to school. Uh-huh. But you got children now walk 100 to 150 yards, and they can't go if it's raining.
Okay.
Can't go to school. And I was walking to school carrying that tin bucket of bread to school, eating and enjoying it. And now you can fix up just as nice a lunch as you want to fix and get to the children, and they throw it away for to get to school.
Can you tell me about the first school bus to come through here picking up children?
The first school bus came through here picking up children was the white bus. And they was picking up children then around, they had built Oak Hill School.
Uh-huh.
And that was a 3 or 4 teacher school up there.
Uh-huh.
And then the white bus came through here 2 or 3 years before a colored bus did.
Uh-huh.
And carried the white children to school, and the black children was walking. And the white children come on back and then it was spilled when they knew the black
children. I heard that.
Reverend Blackwell told the principal up there the children was spitting at his children in the past of South Hill School. And he hooked 3 or 4 of them both spitting over at the colored children.
I want to ask you a question about something back when slavery, when you heard, what did they mean by free issue peoples?
They said the free issue people was, I said illiterate, but there was the white man, taking colored women
uh-huh.
and having children.
Uh-huh.
And they called them issue freeze.
Issue free?
Yeah.
Why they said issue free?
I don't know.
They didn't have to work or they were
free? See, the white man would help support that old colored woman with them children.
Uh-huh.
And they would be, real bright. And the other children would be black. The real, colored children would
and
be
he
black.
Made sure his children didn't have to work hard.
Well, I don't know whether he made the children not work hard or no, but they were the ones that called issue free.
What did the wife, did you ever hear your parents say, what did the wife think about this white man getting these children by this black lady? She couldn't say nothing or do anything about it.
She couldn't say nothing about it.
And the lady stayed right there in the house and cooked and washed and ironed for them and waited on them.
And waited on
them. And he would go with her.
Yeah, he'd go with her. He'd go with a couple of babies. Dick Sneed, he was an old man that lived at Townsend, and he had an old black woman.
Dick Sneed?
Yeah, he called him Dick Sneed.
Uh-huh.
And he had a black woman, and she had a daughter by him. And she said this daughter, for the time at Shaw University was first built, she sent this daughter to Shaw University, and she graduated there from Shaw University, the first, what they say, college had ever graduated from Shaw University. And she came back home, and she was so proud until she disowned the mother. Jim Eaton, he was a colored man had just finished school, in Raleigh, and he was a lawyer. He studied to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And he liked Fanny Smith. He liked her real good. And they came to Flat Creek on Sunday, and her mother came up and spoke to her. They were engaged to be married. And she denied her mother. She kind of, uh-huh. took up no time if that old black woman comes out talking to her because she was so light.
Uh-huh.
And then Jim Eaton was talking with her. And then when this old lady went off, her mother, Jimmy never stopped inquiring until he found out. She didn't know who she was.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy never stopped inquiring until he found out who she was.
Uh-huh.
And told her that was Fanny Steve's mother. And from that day on, he never did go with her no more. And he said if she denied her mother, if he get old and look bad, she would deny him too, and so he didn't marry her.
Well, her mother had gone to bed with this white man, and she was their color. And she thought she was better than her mother. Her mother had low-rated herself, didn't have no choice than to go to bed with the white man.
That's right.
And then she come back from school and thought she was better than her mother.
Oh, yeah.
Who sent her to school? The white man?
The white man graduated.
Oh, he made sure his child be educated.
That's right. And she finished what we call the Old Field School. Then he sent her to Shaw University. And see, this old black woman was still there working for him.
Did they have papers during that time? Did those people have papers where they carried around with them? Or?
I don't know whether they did or not.
You ever heard talk of blacks living on Indian reservations when they're slaves living on Indian reservations, or blacks living on Indian reservations when you was a kid?
I didn't know about these blacks living on Indian.
Mm-hmm. What about property? Don't you think when you, all this property that blacks used to own when you was a little girl around here in Grandma County, they lost a lot of it? What do you think about that? Blacks lose a lot of land and selling it.
Well, I just don't know. I think they just want some money and they got a little land and sell it to get it.
Mm-hmm. And they just don't care.
No, they don't care.
Well, if people back then were called Isha and they was free, why did they work hard and help their parents and take them away from these white people, take them off these farms instead of leaving them there like that girl left her mother there?
I don't know.